In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
In 2021, Dr. Ali Gibson launched a research project which required participants to submit short stories in response to a prompt about dating. She got a great response. And then the following year, she got a great response again, a myriad of quirky, unique human stories. Then she asked again in 2023, share your short stories about dating. But something changed. The stories Ellie received in 2023 were suddenly feeling quite stilted. They had weird tones. Some of them used overly formal language. What do you think was going on? Dr. Ellie Gibson joins us now. Hello there.
Kia ora, Jesse. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, hey, nice to talk to you. Give us a bit of background on your research project. What are you trying to look at here?
Yeah, I could say it's been a pretty wild ride.
Yeah.
So basically, when we started this project, we were interested in exploring people's experiences of mobile dating during the pandemic, and looking at how people navigate trying to find partners when, you know, in the middle of lockdowns, social distancing, and as those guidelines changed over time, which is why we were looking at those different time points.
Why were you interested in that?
Basically, because the pandemic and the public health guidelines completely changed the way that we could relate, we could socialize, and one of the kind of key ways that that was impacted was through mobile dating. You know, apps that were predicated on, you know, offering you an opportunity to meet in person, suddenly you could only date online. So we were interested, you know, how do people kind of work around those public health guidelines and still find intimacy, find potential partners, and think about hooking up?
To use the academic term. So 2021 was a snapshot, and then yes. In subsequent years, you were keen to see how that was changing, if at all. Was there much difference between 2021 and 2022?
Not too much. The main difference was bringing in the idea of vaccinations. So the 2021 stories were really around lockdown, kind of managing those varying levels of, you know, moving from alert level 1 through 4, and back again, whereas 2022, it was much more thinking about vaccinations and different viewpoints, because we all know it's a contentious issue. And that certainly came through in the narratives.
Very interesting. Okay, tell me about last year.
Yeah, so last year we went through the study in exactly the same way as before. We advertised through Facebook across Aotearoa and quickly received the usual number of about 61 stories. And as we were reading them, we were just like, hang on, this sounds a bit off. And we'd just been analysing the stories from the previous studies. So we were, you know, intimately familiar with kind of the ups and downs of people's experiences.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was quite different.
Can you, and I'm sort of keeping the punchline a bit secret here, but can you give us an example of a standard response from 2021 or 2022, the sort of thing that you would receive?
Yes. So this is a story that came from the 2022 group. So we started the prompt. So we gave a prompt that then participants had to then kind of write a broader story in response to. So the prompt was, Aroha is currently living with other family members during the pandemic and working from home. After chatting to a match on a dating app, the match is asked if they can video chat. what happens next. So this is the participant's response. Aroha responded to the request, "Ora ake, he wants a vid chat with me?" She hurriedly left the room to go and bother her sister for a top and skinny jeans to look her best for the video call. "Na pera," she yelled, "where's that dropped neckline Trelease Cooper top of yours?" "What do you want it for, Aroha?" her sibling responded. "I got this vid chat happening in half an hour and I want to look my best. This guy's such a hunk." "Oh, kia tere, girl. It'll only be for like 20 minutes while I'm chatting with him." Positioning herself in front of the laptop preparing for the call, she could feel her heart rate elevating and had a myriad of questions on her mind. Would he like me? Can he see my pouch puku under my younger sister's skinny jeans? It's okay. Ko pai, breathe deeply and ring him.
Great. Nice creative writing there.
Very.
And I didn't realize until you started reading it that you're not just asking for verbatim things that happen to people. You're asking people to draw on their own experiences and kind of imagine what might have happened. Yeah.
Yes, and drawing from kind of broader, you know, shared experiences and stories that we inevitably share with each other.
Okay, can you read us one of the ones you got from 2023?
Yes. So this stem was different. It was Brian and Kate greet each other at the start of their date. Neither is wearing a face mask. Brian goes to hug Kate. What happens next? The response was, Brian and Kate greeted each other gleefully at the start of their date, neither of them wearing masks. Brian approached Kate passionately and tried to hug her. Just before he touched her, however, Kate stopped and took a slight step back. Her expression became a little awkward and she said softly, Brian, I think we should keep some distance, at least for now. Feeling a little confused, Brian stopped and looked into Kate's eyes, trying to understand what she meant. Kate explained, I know we're all excited, but given the current situation, we should follow social distancing and hygiene measures. It's all for our own health and the safety of others. Brian and Kate's story shows us that even in the face of difficulties and limitations, we can still find creative ways to build and maintain relationships. Following the rules and staying safe is what we should do, and by communicating and understanding each other, we can find a true emotional connection during this special time.
Artificial intelligence.
Yep.
So the people that you'd asked for responses had asked a robot to do their job for them.
Well, that's what we initially thought, that it was humans using generative AI like ChatGPT, you know, putting in the story stem, getting a prompt. But what we discovered through a series of tests was that it was actually bots using generative AI to participate in the study.
Ah, not real people trying to game the system.
No. Well, I guess, I mean, there is a real person behind the bots.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and inevitably, I mean, while we had bots operating as well as AI, we're seeing studies and we're seeing it in other parts of the university sector that people are using AI to game the system.
Well, it certainly says something about 2023. I don't know if it's anything useful to you, being interested in how people are dating. This must have been, I mean, apart from the novelty of it, it's kind of disappointing, right?
It was, certainly. It definitely, I mean, you see just how much AI has entered our lives as humans. And we're now grappling with, you know, what position does AI hold in our lives and how do we use it or not use it? But it certainly, yeah, it was very disappointing in terms of meeting our aims of the study. But I think speaks to the core interest of ours, which is our relationship with technology as human beings.
AI will get better and better. In fact, it's potentially will get to a point where you won't be able to tell that it's an AI-generated thing. But it's interesting at the moment to see its limitations, right? On paper, that was a nice enough story that ticked all the boxes. Mm-hmm. But as a human, you can sense that something isn't right.
Correct. Yeah. And certainly our colleagues in computer science have told us there's definitely, you know, AI will always improve and, like you say, it'll get harder and harder to detect. But if we're thinking about doing research, especially in the social sciences, thinking about in the health sciences where I'm based, if we're basing our research on AI rather than on real human experience, then we've got a real problem. So we really need to think about this.
Where does that leave your research?
Good question. we're going back to the humans. So the next stage of our project is actually going and interviewing humans face-to-face and doing these interesting scroll-along interviews where we'll be talking through people's profiles, how they set them up, how they interact with other people, and all while navigating the times that we're living in.
Thank you for sharing this very curious story, Ellie, and we hope you nut out these teething problems in the early days of AI and get back on track with your research. Nice to talk to you.
Cheers. You too. Bye.
Dr. Ellie Gibson.
Hey, folks. I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.